Right, it's the 5th of October 2012, and my name's Ollie Taylor, and I'm here at Gloucestershire Archives with Roy Stoves. And Roy used to work for Fielding and Platt, and he's come in to have a chat with us about what he used to do for the company and his memories of working for them in the late 70s and 80s. So, Roy, can I just ask you to introduce yourself, when you were born, and the years that you worked for Fieldings and what you did for them?
My name's Roy. I was born in 1961. I got a CSC grade 1 in metalwork, so I decided I was going to be an engineer. I went along to Fieldings for the interview and they took me on. I started on the 5th of September 1977, and I did a 4-year indentured apprenticeship, finishing as a turner. I started in the light machine shop, and I think when I was about 19, the light machine shop moved into where the heavy machine shop was. The first 12 months I was there were in the craft school, where there were two instructors, Chris Cruz and Marcus Jelks. And there we learnt the basics of turning, milling, welding, fitting, and anything else they saw fit. We made tooling for use when we came out on the shop floor, some of which I still use. My apprenticeship, and I finished in July when I was 20, and then in the October, that was when Fieldings closed down. So I only had about 3 months as a skilled man. I think I was on a pound less a week for the first 12 months before I was going to be on top rate, sort of thing, but that didn't happen.
That's great, right? So how was it that you came to work for Fielding and Platt? Was the job sort of apprenticeship advertised, or did you sort of go down on spec? How did you come to be an apprentice there?
I think I just went down on spec. I mean, all the engineering places down Bristol Road took on apprentices every year. So I think during the summer holiday or late spring, I think I went to Wingates and I went to Telioyster with Cheltenham. I think I went to GCHQ as well for an interview. But I was lucky, and Fieldings offered me the job. So the one evening, my dad came down and he signed me life away for 4 years. And there we were. Like I said, I ended up as a turner. And they must have taught me something, because I'm still doing it today.
I think a lot of people that worked at Fieldings stayed in engineering because it was such a good grounding. Out of all those places that you said you went for interviews in that summer, was Fieldings sort of like your first choice, or would you have preferred to go somewhere else?
I think Fieldings would have been the first choice. A lot of the other companies didn't have the training school, so you wouldn't have got the off-the-job training. They stick you with a guy on a lathe for 6 months and then stick you with a guy on a milling machine for 6 months, and hopefully you'd pick it up that way. But the training school was really good. You were making tooling. If something went wrong, it didn't matter. You know, you could possibly get another bit of metal and start again, or Chris Cruz would tell you what to do to get out of it. But I still see Chris Cruz now and then. He's a really nice guy, and he always speaks. He'll always have a chat.
It's nice that you've managed to keep those relations with people he was teaching you. At Fieldings, it's good that sort of communities, like that community spirit, has kind of remained on. Thinking about like the transition from school to starting your apprenticeship, did you do anything at school that like prepared you like to work at Fieldings at all?
Like I said, I did metal work. I mean, that was before they had computers and all that sort of thing. So I got a CSE grade one in metal work. So it was obvious that something like that was going to be best suited for. But of all the young men that were in the training school, some of them I did knock about with out of work as well. And the one, that Darrell Organ, he was my best man. So, and he worked at Gloucester Sorrow. I think he works at ICI now in Vista. But it was nothing like school, really. But
would any of those lads on that photo have been kids that you'd gone to school with? Did you know anyone when you first started there in the training school?
Yeah, John Seddon. I went to school with John Seddon all the way through Brockworth, infant, junior and comprehensive. And then we both started at Fieldings. John was on a milling machine when he finished, and I was on a lathe. And I did work with him later on at Doughty Rotel and at McAvoy over in Nailsmith. But I think he's in the car industry now. I think he works for Mercedes, or he used to. I haven't seen him for a long time now. But, I mean, I nigh on grew up with him. John said, no, Swarfhead. You can see.
But the other lads you would have been meeting for the first time when you started in the apprentice school.
Oh, yeah. I mean, most of them were totally new. Some of them came from Cheltenham. I think they're the ones I can't remember the name. But all the ones in Gloucester that lived in Gloucester or worked for a Gloucester company, we all went to tech together as well in Brunswick Road when they had the machine shop there and tried to teach us. But
so were you living in Brockworth at that time? How would you have got to Fieldings every day to go to work?
When I first started, I used to cycle. And I used to use my mum's bike, which was an old-fashioned thing with handlebars that came back round, and it was one hell of a long cycle ride. I think later on I got a little moped when I was about 16 and a half, I think. I saved up, got myself a little moped, and then when I was 17 and a half, I got a motorbike. So that was a lot easier. But
did you get a few looks going to work on your mum's bike?
Not really, because at the time it wasn't that old fashioned. I probably would now if I was on a bike like that, but not at the time, no. Because I think probably 90% of the bikes in the bike rack were that style, so it didn't really matter.
And what time would you have had to get to work then of a morning?
I think it was 7:30 till 4:30. I think we had 3/4 an hour for lunch. And lunchtime, like I say, we used to go down there to sports and social if the weather was all right. And there was a couple of the older guys that would say, jump in, and we'd drive down with a football and have a kick about. That was the one occasion when they debagged me. But I did get my trousers back before it was time to go home, so.
Good to know. So you started at 7:30 then, and how many other apprentices would you have been working with in the craft school when you started?
In the craft school, I think there was, well, how many was there? 30-ish. Five of them were Fieldings boys. So, but for the first 12 months, it was the 30 first-year apprentices in the craft school, or school. And but after that, it was just the five Fieldings apprentices would sit up in the canteen on a Friday afternoon and draw up your logbook and anything else that you needed to do.
So Fieldings would have been taking on apprentices from other firms then and training them up for that first year?
Yeah, it was all EITB funded. So I'm not sure how they would have got paid, but Fieldings ran the craft school, and there was 5 Fieldings apprentices and 25 from elsewhere. But there was Gloucester Sorrow, Francis Woodcock. I don't know now.
They came from all over anyway. Yeah. And do you remember that your first day in the school meeting these people? What were your impressions? What were your first memories of starting there?
It was a big place. You if you didn't know where you were going, you probably could get lost. They gave us the clock number and overalls, and I think we had to take in a 6-inch and a 12-inch roll. And I think we all started on the first day in the canteen. I think there was a little sort of classroom off the canteen that they used to use. But the one afternoon would be purely technical, where everyone would go up and there'd be a theory lesson rather than practical. In the craft school, there was all sorts. There was a milling machine, lathes, benches. There was a little welding area. There was a little stores. And then Chris Cruz and Marcus Jels, they had their little office in the other corner. You would be assigned a little job to do. I mean, whether it was a tap wrench or a block or making a drill drift, and you would do that in the one area, and other people would get other jobs to be doing in the different areas, so that everyone was doing something, but not in the same place. But it was a real old place, Fieldings. There was pools of oil on the floor, and there was no CNC machines back then.
What's a CNC machine?
That'd be a modern one with a program and no handles. The machine does it itself. You put the program in and the machine will go. But everything at Fieldings was handles and knobs and oily rags and... It was a really good place. It really was.
Do you remember how Chris Cruz and Marcus Jelfs introduced themselves and introduced you to the apprenticeship on the first day?
I think we just went up to the canteen, and they stood at the front and introduced themselves, and we went round and said our name and company. And then I think pretty much straight away they did get us on machines. There was no larking about, you know. Once you got your overalls and a pair of safety glasses, I can't remember if we had safety glasses back then. I'm sure we would have done. But and here we are. I think they did show us the basics of a lathe and a milling machine, and just so we didn't get into any type of accident. But other than that, we were playing.
And so they wouldn't have shown you around Fieldings generally then on the first day. They wouldn't have shown you the different bits of the works. It was purely in the apprentice school.
I think we did that when we had the interview, like a wander around. But no, because there were so many that weren't building guys, we just got on with the craft school side of it. I mean, as the years went by, and I'm taking like my second year, they took me down to the light machine shop, which did become Interco. I don't think I'd been down that far up until then. So, you know, even after 12 months, you know, it was still all new, and